Did you get to hear those little cocky fellows? My name is Wanra Pugert and you're listening to Finding Frequency. One man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary one day at a time. So I didn't walk or have to go too far today to find a little bit of extraordinary. I think you heard them. And I ran into these little birds just as I left my coffee shop, because I didn't work from home today, from my home office. So I was caffeinating it up and doing some keyboard work here in Praga, and at one of my new favorite coffee shops. And it's located between two gigantic concrete blocks, and you don't get to see a lot of nature. Even though now where I'm walking, there's actually quite a lot of big trees that I can only figure have been here long before me. And I ran into these birds and was actually really extraordinary to see them. And I caught a little bit of their chatter, even though they're sitting there all puffed up because of the cold. And before I left, I actually figured I knew what I was going to talk about, and that kind of took the wind out of my sails. But I would mention, though, that I'm kind of learning a lesson the hard way, struggling my way through trying to write copy for my website. And I came to the realization of two things today. So the first thing I learned today is that it's okay to ask for help. I've written the copy, I've rewritten it, I think I've done it three times already. So I'm trying to write some copy to describe my services and the business that I do, which inherently is a little bit difficult because I do all kinds of different things, but I solve people's problems, I help people, and it's difficult to articulate because I don't want to create a website that or a service offering that says, hey, I do X, Y, and Z. I'm not a damn plumber. Nothing wrong with plumbers. They make good damn money. I wish I was one. But I've written the copy, rewritten, and at some stage I decided, you know what, it's going to be much better to get some advice from an expert. And I've submitted my copy to a copywriter in Canada. I tasked her to look at it and rewrite it for me. So let's see what comes back. I'm excited to see what's going to transpire from this. And what is the second thing I learned? So writing the copy was one challenge that I had to sort out. And probably the hardest thing, even beyond writing the copy and trying to figure out what it is that I actually do or sell, is to write the copy and not sound like a complete and total douchebag. I don't know, it's like we've been trained, and I don't know where this is. Is it because we had to learn how to fill in CVs? Hey, my name is Vander and I have a high school diploma and I got a silver star for spelling. Hire me. And I think that is something that we've been taught in the wrong way, because your copy should be written in a way that is empathetic to the person that you want to serve. So I had to write and rewrite copy, trying to figure out what it is that I'm trying to do. What problems am I trying to solve for my existing and future clients? And that's not so easy. Even though the intention is easy, like, you ask yourself the question, and I've asked it myself a few times, this is what I'm doing, my skills, the things that I have to offer, does it actually really solve a problem for someone else? And what is those problems? And the thing is, it's not only about just the problem, it's actually identifying the emotional need. And you want to tap into that emotion, not necessarily the action of solving the problem. So how can I actually explain this? So for example, if I have the ability to produce a video for you, not that that's one of my services, but I can do a video. The thing is, a video is something that you can produce, but a video is also a conveyor of a message. And you need to make your client or future client feel secure in the fact that you will be able to convey the message he needs to convey. He doesn't only want a deliverable in a video. And that's also a lesson I had to learn last year working with some good friends of mine, where we built a platform together and we managed to succeed to get the platform done and dusted and everything was fine. But then we realized that we didn't really figure out how this thing is going to make money, or at least serve the needs of those that we are targeting. Luckily, we kind of reversed back and started looking at it and fixing it, but it's such an easy mistake to make, to just focus on what is the actual deliverable and not the actual need and that emotional need that you're trying to fulfill for someone. So I thought I'll share that and hopefully leave you with something to think about, because who are you serving? What needs are you fulfilling for the people that you are serving? And how are you making them feel about themselves? A lot of things to think about. Think about that while I'm waiting for my copy to come back from Canada. Thanks for listening.